Think fast.
First answer that comes to your head.
It's the rapid fire Q&A known as the 90 second egg.
Please introduce yourself to me.
I'm John Carroll. I'm a singer-songwriter, guitar player, and yeah.
What's your hometown?
Ottawa. Well, I live in Kempville now.
Two biggest musical influences?
Tom Waits and Bob Dylan, just to be cliche.
How would you describe your music to your grandpa?
Songs you can listen to and hopefully dance to.
Graduating class of?
Not so long ago. 1986.
What inspired your band name? Epic Proportions.
Epic Proportions was inspired by the incalculable musical magnitude of the people that I play with. I feel like they're such great players, and I just wanted something that reflected that in the name.
Have you ever taken voice lessons?
I took two voice lessons from Lynn Miles in 1988 at the old Ottawa Folklore Center.
How many cities have you lived in?
Oh my God, 10? Yeah, more than 10.
Top two.
Top two. Well, Ottawa's my favorite city now. It never used to be, but when I came back, I fell in love with it. And I think Santa Cruz is my second favorite.
What makes you gag?
Sour milk.
Do you often taste that?
No, but I have. A long time ago, when I was a kid, I came rushing in after a day not unlike today. It was super hot, and I grabbed the milk out of the fridge and chugged, and it was sour milk, and I did gag. It's a true story.
What do you do to exercise?
I walk, and I do some mild yoga, and I do the odd push-up.
What's the opposite of mild yoga?
Real yoga. Like yoga where, you know, you're doing it right, I guess.
Like where you wear a Lululemon.
Where you're on a mat that you bought, and I just do it out of a book and hope nobody walks in.
Which songwriter or band should more people know about?
Melwood Cutlery. I feel should be very well known.
Describe your slippers.
My slippers are Crocs, I'm embarrassed to say.
Mine are too.
There you go.
High five.
We're not alone in our shame.
Do you take your slippers on tour?
It's not rock and roll to wear slippers, or at least it wasn't the last time I checked.
Whose hair do you envy?
Anybody who has hair.
Happiness is?
Oh, man. Hair. Hair is happiness. No, I don't want to say that. That's not true. I'm happy as anybody with hair.
What's your best move?
I don't know. My flying scissor kick?
Wow. Yeah. Too bad there's no room in this studio.
I would only hurt myself.
Most exciting thing that's ever happened to you musically?
The Canada Live show 3 days after my first son was born. For a combination of reasons, but a lot of it had to do with the fact that it was his first show, and, you know, that was in 2008. So that's definitely up there.
What, if you remember, was the first song you ever wrote?
I was 11 years old or 12 years old, and I wrote a song called School Sucks. It went, school sucks, I hate it, and there was a bunch of other stuff that all said basically the same thing. It was the most non-melodic thing you could imagine, really. It was just a sort of disgruntled 11-year-old getting his frustrations out on a portable cassette recorder.
And what would you say to Henry if he comes home when he's 11 and has written a song called School Sucks?
I'd probably try and help him figure out a good bridge and make sure that he's not using mixed metaphors and other things that are important to quality songwriting.
Who is your hero?
My wife is my hero. She's amazing. I know that anybody who's had, you know, a partner who's had a baby says this, but it's amazing. Watch someone give birth sometime and tell me they're not your hero. She's definitely my hero. Yeah. And she still smiles after. Yeah.
Can I high five you again?
Yeah. I won that one.
You just aced the quiz.
Yeah. Hi, this is John Carroll from Kempville, and you're hanging out with the amazing Amanda Putz and Bandwidth on CBC Radio 1.
How do you make lemonade when rain falls down?